Western rural Wisconsin has become a major political battleground in this presidential campaign. Hardly a week goes by when one of these small towns or family farms can't claim a candidate, citing. John Kerry pulled out his guitar at a farm rally in Bloomer. He picked up a shotgun outside of La Crosse to shoot clay pigeons. President Bush shook hands in Prairie du Chien, population 6,000 and change. Both sides believe this stretch of countryside along the Mississippi River could make a difference in who wins. Like the rest of Wisconsin, it is just about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, so every single vote counts. Earlier this week, we heard from voters outside Milwaukee. Today, we talked to farmers. In Prairie du Chien, we met Bea Novak at a farmer's market.
Well, we have some sweet corn to begin with, and then I've got tomatoes and pickles. I've got peppers, and there are onions, lots of onions. They just grew terrifically this year.
It is threatening to rain, so Bea Novak is happy to pack up and lead us back to the farm. She and her husband Andy retired a few years back. Their seven children are grown.
We farmed here all our life, didn't
we? Yep, we were married in 1944.
60 years, pretty soon.
We've just always farmed.
Are any of your seven children farming now?
Well, one has a farm, and he lives on a farm, but he has a day job, as we say. He's an engineer, but he's the only one that has a little farm.
These days, Bea and Andy Novak tend their flower gardens and the pear and apple trees. We sit under a large sheltering maple near their wooden farmhouse and talk politics.
Around here, you're either a good Democrat or a good Republican, and you make your choices. The first president I voted for was FDR. And I tell people this, I said, if there for no other reason that I would vote for a Democrat, it's because of FDR. And he gave us rural electricity. He took us, as I always said, he took us out of the mud.
What's the biggest issue that people are thinking about outside Prairie du Chien?
The economy. You listen to the radio, or the TV, our local stations, and they'll say this plant is closing or that plant is closing. And it's just like, where are those 300 people going to get a job? What are they going to do now? I mean, it's scary. The past 4 years have gotten worse.
Well, then maybe I'll just pose a question, a very specific one. There's a new Medicare drug benefit. In theory, you're the very people it was designed to help.
The way they talk, it's not, it's more trouble than what it was meant to be or something like that. I mean, you got about 60 different cards you could get. The common person don't know, what it's all about, really.
The war in Iraq, does that seem like an issue that's very, very far away, or does it feel immediate to you?
You shouldn't have been in there to start with.
You shouldn't have asked.
Because that's nothing but big business and oil. They've been fighting over there for 2,000 years, and they're going to be fighting over there for another 2,000 years, and why should we get in the middle of it?
It's a fiasco is what it is.
When you say so many jobs are lost, what kind of jobs are those?
Mostly manufacturing, related to the automobile industry. We've had several of those in town, and those jobs went to Mexico. Our daughter worked at a place like that for quite a few years, and they were told their job is secure, and she carried the insurance for her husband, who has a little repair shop. Things are going fine. Well, then just after a matter of years, they moved the plant to Mexico. And this has happened to several places, several little items in town.
Somebody's got to pay this $1 trillion debt somewhere along the line.
It'll be our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah, they keep spending it. I mean, another $25 billion, another $25 billion. Look what they could do with that $25 billion. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
A few miles down the road from Bea and Andy Novak's farm, we meet Taya Granzo. She's washing up in the kitchen of the Methodist Church after serving a midday dinner to retired farmers. Taya Granzo invites us out to the farm she and her husband Paul work, along with his parents, Republicans all.
We have dairy, beef, and we did have hogs until the last 6 years or so.
What happened to the hogs?
when pigs are worth $6 a pig, forget it.
You'll both be voting. Have you settled? Are you at all undecided, either of you?
I think I decided 4 years ago.
You voted for Gore then, and you're going to vote for Kerry now.
No.
So for you, it's George W. Bush. What were the things
you liked? First, I'm a Republican. I guess I'd stand closer to the Republican issues than the Democratic issues, and it doesn't matter who the president is, it's the issues that the parties represent.
I probably fluctuate a little bit more than Paul. He votes strictly Republican, but I like to weigh both sides and do it with my daughter just to see, you know, what her thoughts are. She's strictly against the war, you know, and I don't know if that's a teenage thing, you know, but she tends to bash Bush on that, and we tend to argue against it. But I mean, I am a George Bush fan. I think he's got some really good ideas, and I don't think that it's been as hard the last 4 years as a lot of people say. You know, I mean, we struggle as farmers. You know, we're not in the poorhouse yet. I mean, we're not in the rich house, but we're not in the poorhouse. So, you know, something must be going right for us. So the prices of milk are coming back up, and so
dairy's coming back.
Well, the last few years have been terrible, but this last 3-4 months has been a lot better.
And why is that? What's the change?
Well, the milk price has gone up. So go from $10 milk to $20 milk. It's down to, what is it, $16 or something like now. But at $10, you don't make a living.
You can't afford to buy groceries and run a farm if you're, you know, with that.
You can pay the bills, but you can't fix the buildings and buy the new machinery. And so you just hang on and hope it gets better. That's life. That's farming. I mean, you have good years and bad years, but.
This afternoon, when the cows are ready to be milked, 3 of the 4 Granzo children, plus a cousin and a neighbor child, help drive them into the barn. It makes for a vivid portrait of family values. In this family's case, filtered through their Christian beliefs, they reject abortion and they're uncomfortable with stem cell research. As for gay marriage,
there are not a lot of gay couples in this area. So, you know, when we see it, it's like, ew, you know, because it's not here. When you see it, it's like, well, it doesn't involve me because it's in California or whatever. It's like we're against it, but it doesn't involve us. It's not something we're faced with every day.
And it is certainly not every day that the president comes to Prairie du Chien. When he did this summer, Paul Granzo was there cheering him on. Taya Granzo says the farmer next door stayed home. He's voting for John Kerry. Odds are both candidates will be back before long. Snapshots of the Novaks and the Granzos on their farms, plus our first story on voters in Wisconsin, are at npr.org.